Thank you for joining me, Bertie Brits, in this broadcast of The Love Way. Today we are speaking about bearing fruit. And I just want to say this before we continue, because maybe you haven't heard the previous broadcast concerning bearing fruit. You cannot bear fruit. Not good fruit or bad fruit. You are like sterile ground, and the only thing that bears fruit in your life is the seed that you receive. You are a recipient of word. When you receive the word you hear is the word that will produce life in you. Man, you need to get the previous broadcast. It is so powerful. It will just be so life-changing. I just want to touch on this one thing that I've said there. When you look at the law, the promise looks wonderful. The fruit, the end result of the law. If you do all these things, you'll be well-pleasing, you'll be holy, you'll be righteous. Change will come into your life. Your marriage is going to change. Your finances are going to change. The fruit looks well. And then we start to look at the fruit and we want to participate in that fruit. But we don't know that that fruit carries a seed. And the seed in that fruit will produce death in you. And we've just studied the whole thing out in Romans chapter 7. Man, write to us, we'll send it to you for free. Just write to us. We want you to have that word. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 15, let's get into the word today. John chapter 15 from verse 1. It says, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. Now we said that word take away means to lift up. The Greek word literally means to lift up. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges or prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And now verse 3, which is so important. It says, now you are purged or cleaned or pruned through the word which I have spoken unto you. So what it says is, what cleans you and brings forth more fruit in your life is the word that he speaks unto you. Verse 4, abide in me. Now, when we think of Jesus, we must know who he is. This is the book of John, and he started out and laid the foundation in chapter 1 so that we can know who he is. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So the name Jesus and the word or the message that he tried to convey are interchangeable. You can change it all the way around. When he says here, abide in me, you can also read abide in my word. Abide in my message. Now what was the message that Jesus brought? The Bible says, we beheld the word's glory. It was full of grace and truth. Remember what I said in Colossians chapter 1 verse 6. It says, since you heard the word of the grace of God, that word was bearing fruit in your life. So the word is the message of grace. It's the message of God's influence in your life through Jesus Christ. How has he influenced the human race? By what he's done. The way he influenced the human race was, he was born on behalf of the human race when he became a man. He obeyed on behalf of the human race. He died on behalf of the human race. And he was resurrected on behalf of the human race so that, and this is the whole so that, those who believe on what he's done for them in his birth, obedience, death, and resurrection might have what he came to do, which is righteousness, the image of God and who God is. And that, once you believe that and it comes into your life, it will bring forth a change. The word, what he's done, will bring forth a change, and that is called bearing fruit. So when we look at the word, when we look at Jesus and abiding in him, we must know it's abiding in the message that he preached. Hallelujah. I just want to define the law quickly, because we're going to speak about that further on. The law is anything that you think that you must do in order to be blessed, or anything you think that if you do that thing, it can take blessing away from you. That is the law. Man, as easy as that. The law is the mentality that says, I am not and I can become by what I do. The good news is that you are all things because of Jesus already. If you just believe it, you'll see the manifestation of that. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to say this again, and I said in the previous broadcast, I'm not into the all-inclusive theory. That is just a lot of rubbish. It's not the truth. We are not into all-inclusive. All-inclusive says that the devil has been saved, the demons has been saved, Jesus died for them as well. Even if you don't believe, you're going to go to heaven eventually. It's not the truth. I believe all of the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus Christ, but it is manifested and given unto us when we believe. It is brought forth in our lives through faith. The Bible says, by faith we have been saved through grace. Hallelujah. Now let's just read on. It says, abide in me, or abide in my word, and I in you. Let my word continue to be in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. We are branches, is what he said. We are branches. And you cannot bear fruit by yourself. You cannot love people by yourself. It's impossible. The love that you have for people by yourself is not good enough. It doesn't qualify. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me, or in my message, or in my word, or in the word of grace. Do you see how important it is to be in the message of grace? How else will you bear fruit? How else will you live the God life in this world? How else will you rule on this planet as God has given dominion unto you? By believing the good news is, by believing that, you'll find the power of God flowing out of your innermost being into this world. You'll see prosperity coming to you. You'll see peace come to you and all of that. Okay, let's read on. Verse 5. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abides in me, or in my word, and my word in him, or I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So what he says is, if my word or my seed abides in you, and your mind and who you are in that thing all the time, and you are also represented in me who is seated at the right hand of the Father, which we are already, he says, I will bring forth fruit in you. You cannot bring forth fruit without the seed that will grow and bring forth fruit in you. Hallelujah. Let's stay in this good news. Let's read that scripture again. I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me can you do nothing. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. So what it says is, if you don't want to be in, if you don't want to allow the in Jesus message and the Jesus in you because of what he's done in your life, you'll be a branch and only a branch. And that's it. And the branch alone cannot live. He will die. Remember what he says, he is the vine, you are the branches. A branch without the vine cannot bring forth any fruit. Because it's actually the vine that is just flowing through the branch and bringing forth the fruit. Right. Verse 6. If any man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now what I just see here is that men will just trample on you. They will just say, man, you say you this Christian, but nothing happens. You'll feel tramped on. You will not see the power of God manifesting in your life because you're not in the vine. That's what it says. It doesn't say God casts you forth because you decide I'm going to be under a do's and don'ts message and not the gospel, the good news of who we are in Christ Jesus. You are just withdrawing yourself from that which can bring forth fruit in your life. Hallelujah. If you abide in me and my word abide in you. Listen to this. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask whatsoever you will and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. If we are in Christ, whatsoever we ask can happen because he can do it in me and through me. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. How shall we be his disciples? By allowing his word in us, and that his word will bear fruit in us. As my Father has loved me, so I loved you. Continue in my love. Now, I want to just say something here. So many times we think that if we continue in the love of God, that means we are now loving others. That's not what that scripture means. And I want us to turn quickly to 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to read from verse 9. It says, "In this was manifested the love of God towards us." Listen, this is the manifestation of the love of God. Remember what he said. Let's read it again. It's so powerful. He says, "As my Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love." Let me put in my own words there. Continue in how much I love you. Continue in the message of how much I love you. Remember what he says. If you abide in me. How do we abide in him? By continuing to hear the message of how much he loves me. How much he cares for me. What he's done for me. Amen. Now, let's read it because it's written down in 1 John chapter 4. And this is the same writer, John, and just a couple of years later, he wrote this. And I just believe he had even a deeper revelation when he wrote 1 John. And this is what he says. "In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." Now listen, he says, "In this was manifested the love of God towards us, that he gave his only begotten Son, he sent him into the world." Why? "That we might live through him." The whole vine branch thing again. So if you want to know what the love of God is towards you, it's all about living through Jesus, living through his obedience, living through his love, living through his resurrection, living through his death, or dying through his death, living through his resurrection, and ruling because he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and not because you've done anything right or wrong. Hallelujah. That's what he says. The love of God was manifested, and herein is love manifested, that we can eventually just live through him. So how will you feel loved? How will you continue in the love of God? By continuing in the message of living through him and because of him and not because of you. And staying in holiness because of him. Amen. Herein is love, verse 10. Not that we loved God. Man, say it. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation or the sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, let me put in my own words because this is a true context of this. It will also be easy to love others. Thank you, my God. I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit is the seal of your salvation, not your deeds and how much you love others. Man, I know that's a shocker, but thank you, Jesus. That's the truth. What he says, let's go back to 1 John, or John chapter 15. He says, "These things have I spoken unto you that your joy..." Sorry, I'm in the wrong verse, verse 9. "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love." Continue, according to 1 John chapter 4, in the message that we live through him. Continue in the message that is not about how much you love God, but in how much he loved you and gave his Son as the propitiation or the intercessor for you. Stay in that message, because the more you stay in that message, the more you continue in him, the more you abide in him, the more you meditate upon that message, the more he abides in you, and then when you ask, you receive. It manifests, because that's what you believe. Listen, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love." Now you might say, you see, Bertie, there he says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. You must do the commandments. And now we think of the Ten Commandments. Or we think of the message that Jesus said, we must just go and love others. Let me bring you the true context of this. He says, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." So when we think of what he's speaking here, it must make you happy. It must make you happy. Then he says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Now, we might, you know, it sounds difficult, when we read that word, because he says, this is my commandment, that you must go and love each other. But John, in 1 John chapter 3, interprets that or explains that better so that we can understand that. But I just want to give you the explanation and then read the scripture. What he says is, this is my commandment, so that you love each other as I have loved you. So he has given us a commandment. What was the commandment? To stay in him. To stay in his word. To keep on believing on him. And when we do that, then we will love each other. And let's go to Galatians quickly. And we're just going to lay that foundation there so that we can understand that scripture. It says in Galatians, man, why am I struggling to get Galatians? Galatians chapter 5 verses 23. Will you agree with me that love is the a fruit of the Spirit? Not your fruit, but the fruit of the Spirit. So you cannot love by yourself. You first need love in you in order to love others. The Bible says, he that loves not knows not God, for God is love. So when you know God, we know how much he loves you, love will be the fruit that's in your life towards others. So it's impossible for Jesus to say that, go and love others, and by loving others you are keeping my commandment, and then I will love you and be your friend. It cannot be like that. That's not the true interpretation of the scripture. Let's just read Galatians 5 quickly. It says here in verse 23, he says, verse 22, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So the fruit of the Spirit is love. You cannot love your neighbor without the Spirit message, the Word of God, his unconditional love, indwelling your mind, indwelling your heart. You cannot love anybody. Now let's go back to John chapter 15 verse 12. He says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now let's just read 1 John chapter 3 and we bring this the context through this one scripture. It says, and whatsoever we ask we receive of him, is just the same as what we are reading in John chapter 15. And whatsoever we ask we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. See, Bertie, that's what he said, the commandments, we must love each other. Now, let's read verse 23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son, of his Son, Jesus Christ. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. How did he give us commandment? Believe on my Son. And what's the commandment that we received? That we must believe on his Son to the point that we love others. We must believe on his Son till his Son, till that word starts to bear fruit in our lives to the point that we can love others. Amen, man. That is good news. That is liberating. I just want to go through this quickly that we can just sum it all up. First, we said in Colossians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, since you've heard the word... No. The first thing we say is that you cannot bear fruit by yourself, but that the word of God will bear fruit in you if you allow the word. That we read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 6, where it says, since the day you heard the word of the truth of the gospel, you were bearing fruit. You were bearing fruit since you heard the grace of God in truth. So when you hear the message of grace, the message of forgiveness, the message of Jesus Christ in you and you in him, because he became a human being on your behalf, that day the word will start to bear fruit in you. We've also said that we cannot bear fruit by ourselves, but that we are just recipients of the word. Hallelujah. Then we went to John chapter 15. We looked at it. We said here that he said that he is the vine, we are the branches. Without him we cannot bear fruit. We've laid the foundation that said that love is the fruit of the Spirit. So you cannot love without God. And then he says, stay in my love. We went to 1 John. It says that his love is this. That we, not in how much we love God or our neighbors, but in how much he loved us so that we can live through him. So if you want to stay in love, you stay in the message of how much God loves you, and that you don't live by your obedience and your works, but that you live by him. Amen. So the more you stay in the good news, the more fruit you will start to bear. Then we said that we should continue in that love. We should keep on in that love. We should keep on meditating about on how much He loves us. And then we said that the commandment that He gave us to keep was to believe on Jesus. This is the commandment. Believe on Me and love each other as I gave you commandment. How did he? What did He command us? You can go read that in John 7 and 8. What's the commandment? To believe on the Son. What did the Father command the disciples on the mountain when Elijah and Moses appeared with the Son? He said, "This is My Son. Believe on Him." That's the commandment of God. And when we believe on Him, He indwells us. And then fruit comes into our lives. And that's how we love others. So don't think, and this is the misunderstanding of the gospel, that we get saved by Jesus Christ and we abide in Him by loving others. No, 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 no. That's wrong. We get saved by Jesus Christ, we live by Him, and we keep His commandment by keep on believing on Him, and that faith will produce the nature of God in us, and we will see that covenant bearing fruit in us, and that will bring forth love to others. Hallelujah. Let's read that quickly again in 1 John. Man, it says it so beautifully there. 1 John chapter 4 and verses 7. It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God." You see, you cannot love without being born of the Word, without knowing the Word to the point that the Word bears fruit in you. Don't try to love your neighbor, man. That's shocking. Get into the Word. Get so full of the Word that you love people. You know why I preach the gospel? Not because there's a commandment that says go and preach. I preach the gospel like Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 verses 14. He says, "I'm this minded," and this is the Word of God, "that if one died, all died." Remember the "in Him" message? He says, if one died, all died. That's what Paul says. That's in my mind. "And this love of Christ compels me to preach the gospel." That's why I preach. That's why we've got gospel crusades. That's why I'm on television. Man, if I can get time on every television station on the world, man, I'll do it. Because the Word, I've got so much love that compels me to do this, that I just feel, man, people has died already in Jesus Christ. They've paid for their sins in Jesus. Jesus paid for them on their behalf. He died. They don't know it. And that love compels me to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. And that's just what he says there. How can you love if you have not received love? And I want to tell you, stay in that message. Don't, when you see some sin in your life, start to fall away from the message and try to correct the sin by the works of your flesh, by the willpower of your flesh. Don't correct yourself that way. Just go to John chapter 15 verses 3 where it says, "My Word cleanses you." Get into the good news. Get into the message of His love, and that will cleanse you. That will make you a man. It can sound wrong, but just hear what I say in the context of this. That will make you God's love machine in this world. That will make you God's powerhouse of the outflow of who God is. The fruit-bearing person. I want long-suffering in my life. I want patience. I want all those things to manifest. That's why I don't focus on the fruit, but I focus on the Word. And it's the Word's job and the Spirit's job to bear the fruit. Hallelujah, man. Isn't that good news? That's the good news of God. That's the This message brings peace. This message brings, it will bring sanity to you. God will bear the fruit. You cannot bear fruit. If you could bear fruit, why did Jesus come? I don't want my fruit. I want the Word to be sown in my life and the Word to bear fruit. Let's just pray together. I want to pray for those who feel condemned. So many times you feel condemned because of the fruit-bearing message that we've always heard. If you don't bear fruit, God's going to cut you out. He's going to burn you. He's going to destroy you. Man, God's not in destroying business. The Bible says He became a life-giving Spirit. Jesus wasn't just a living soul. He became a life-giving Spirit. He's not into the death message. He's into life-giving. Hallelujah, man. Thank you, Jesus. Get your mind on the Word. Let's just pray together. And if you've got sickness in your body, man, just receive healing. Through one man, sickness came into the world, the man Adam. And through one man, according to Romans 5, righteousness and health came into this world. His name was Jesus Christ. He did it on your behalf. Father, I pray for every person that can hear my voice right now. I speak blessing over them. I speak health over them. I say, go and just receive the word and bear the fruit of God in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for touching their lives. Thank you, Father, for bringing clarity to their minds, giving them an enlightened mind to understand your good news. Amen. I want to encourage you, and I want to thank those. First, I want to thank those who has been writing to me. Man, what a blessing. So encouraging to hear that this ministry has got fruit in the lives of people through the Word of God. I want to encourage you to write to us. Just tell us what God has done for you. Send that SMS or that email. Write a letter. Man, we want to be involved in your life. Man, if you've got any question, ask it. I would like to answer that over there in Jesus' name. God loves you and we love you, and stay blessed.